Any connections between the far right and allies of former President Trump will be front and center tomorrow when the January 6th committee holds its next hearing. The Oath Keepers' former chief spokesman is reportedly testifying about that extremist group's rise to prominence. And former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, in a surprising about-face, is now offering to speak with the committee, although many observers think it's just to delay his upcoming contempt trial, and he's unlikely to say anything about what he meant on his January 5th podcast when he said this.
All hell is going to break loose tomorrow. It's going to be moving, it's going to be quick, and all I can say is strap in. The war room, a posse. You have made this happen, and tomorrow it's game day.
Kathleen Ballou is a professor of history at Northwestern University and author of the book Bring the War Home, The White Power Movement and Paramilitary America. And Professor Bannon has said that what he meant by that was that Mike Pence was going to overturn the election. But a posse? Reflect on those words now from Steve Bannon the night before the 6th.
You know, there's a couple of things he's doing. One is sort of forecasting the violence of January 6th. The other is issuing a call to arms in not very coded language to a whole bunch of people who were listening for one. He refers to the events on January 6th as sort of another chance at an American revolution to overthrow a tyrannical government. And he invokes the posse, which is a way of talking about using the power of the people, and I'm doing air quotes here to talk about the people as understood as the mob of sovereign citizens to overthrow the government.
Yeah.
So it's a clear call to arms.
And Steve Bannon has been a mouthpiece for what we hear is being called accelerationist thinking, just accelerating this violence towards literally overturning society.
Yes. And accelerationism is also a blatantly white supremacist ideology. It's interested in overthrowing the United States and replacing it with a white ethno state. And although the vision for what that might look like varies and the scale varies, this is a really clear place where we're not just talking about a sort of white nationalism that has to do with the role of white culture in American history and society. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a kind of white nationalism that is fundamentally anti-democratic.
Well, but you have Bannon saying things like that. But is there any evidence that he is coordinating with people from then-President Trump's White House staff? I mean, there's probable connections. Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, wanting to go to a war room that Bannon mentioned at the Willard Hotel, where January 6th was being planned by people with known ties to extremist groups, people like Roger Stone. But are you expecting any smoking gun evidence that White House insiders were definitely directly coordinating and that the president was?
Well, this is the big question. I think that the commission has done a remarkable job of getting into the deep culpability and will for harm by people in the Trump administration and by the former president himself. I think the question is the extent of coordination, both between the administration and the white power and militant right groups that comprised a small but very highly organized contingent of the January 6th insurgency, and the extent of coordination between those groups. Mm-hmm. So one part of this is how much the Trump administration was in command of the violent arm of the riots. The other question is how much those groups were in contact with one another. And the reason I say that is that there's kind of two directions of organization within the white power and militant right. One direction is sort of towards political action and grabs for power in very authoritarian ways. And that would be the sort of move towards the Trump administration becoming involved. The other move would be these groups using the window created by the Trump administration to wage a guerrilla war against the United States without any kind of mainstream political ambitions. My guess is that both of those things are happening because it's a very fractious movement. But in either case, they pose imminent dangers both to civilians and to our democratic process.
Well, maybe this is what you mean by one of those things. But is there a third possibility here that leaders of the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys who now face seditious conspiracy charges stemming from their actions January 6th thought that Trump or Bannon were telling them to do what they did? We understand some of their lawyers are, you know, making that their defense. We thought we had to go do this. Is that something that the Trump White House is maybe culpable for.
Absolutely. After the presidential debate, when Trump told the Proud Boys, stand back, stand by, that was seen by the white power movement and the militant right as a call to arms and a call to readiness. They did not stand back. They continued to mobilize on a trajectory that took us directly to January 6th. So my guess is that that's what the committee is going to be looking to substantiate this week.
Yeah. In the meantime, these are the hearings about what happened then. Just your quick thoughts, Kathleen Belew, about what's happening now. We have extremist expert Peter Simi saying that people aren't understanding that this is accelerating right now, and it's a global web of groups with the same goal. We have pop-up events, members of groups like the Patriot Front just marching here in Boston. Your sense of what's happening now?
I think we are in a unprecedented upsurge in white power and militant right activity that is matching a moment of profound social instability, ranging from our political polarization and our disagreement about what counts as facts, what counts as an election, what counts as true, to our, you know, deep destabilization of our society by COVID and by other major social transformations. I think this is a crucible moment where we will see unfolding violence of many different forms. We should think of this as a groundswell of people who are interconnected and who wish to do harm to our democratic process. It's an urgent moment, and it calls for a response.
Kathleen Belew, author of Bring the War Home, The White Power Movement in Paramilitary America, also Associate Professor of History at Northwestern. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.